the shit I'm supposed to talk about. Yeah, I found it. It's in this giant pile of paper that's on the chair that I can't sit in because it's got a giant pile of shit on it. Somebody's got to clean this place up. It probably should be you, because you're the woman, and everything's your fault, because you have a vagina.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space, this ain't it.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way Hillary's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong, or I am right.
Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong. And I am right. It's been that way for 12 fucking years. We're recording this on November the 1st, 12-year anniversary of Stating the Obvious podcast. You'll hear it tomorrow, and doesn't fucking matter when you hear it. It's still relevant. It's still the truth. I'm still right. You're still wrong. You can still go fuck yourself. This is the 12-year Stating the Obvious podcast, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile. My intellect comes in on destroy stupid red fucking statist all around the world, not just statist. Oh, it doesn't just destroy statists. It also destroys anarcho-sissies. Today, we're going to start off by talking about some people who should be mowed down by the 50 caliber machine gun. Those would be anarcho-sissies. I've had it with a lot of things. I've had it with... Hang on a second. I got... I'm recording the podcast and cleaning up the recording studio at the same time. This is not going to bode well. I have fucking had it with many things. Today I've had it with Facebook. Had it with Feminist Book a long time ago. So I'm trying the website, you know, the crash, the burn, and I'm trying to get the website back up and running. And all that's fine, but now trying to get the auto-posting to social media. I do not know what the fuck is up with this. So the auto-posting going to Google Plus, or Google Minus as I've started calling it, it posts, but the only person who can see it is me. So I don't really understand what the fuck the use of that is. Now the Twitterverse, I did a test post, and if you look on the Twitterverse, you'll see the test post. But nothing else is showing up there. Also, when it used to be, when I published a video over on the Censorship Tube, that's going to be my new name for YouTube, is Censorship Tube. Oh God, I should write that down before I forget. I know, I've been away up for hours, I'm still half asleep. Over on Censorship Tube, I just published a video this morning, and it used to be when I published the video... Censorship Tube. It used to be when I published a video, it would go out onto the Twitterverse that it had been published. Well, that didn't appear on the Twitterverse. The post linkage went live today. Linkage today, which if you're listening to this podcast when it comes out would be yesterday. Linkage for 31st of October 2016 features ageofshitlords.com. It is a fucking hilarious website. Oh, fucking Christ. It is so funny. It is the most massively SJW triggering thing on the... It's just go over there, check it out. Just do it. Fucking do it. Anyway, Age of Shitlords. ageofshitlords.com. It's on the linkage from yesterday. So the linkage didn't appear on the Twitterverse. And I had this plugin that was supposed to tweet out old posts, right? If you look at the Twitterverse feed, you'll see in there, there's the archives and shit. And that thing stopped working and it's not in the repository anymore, so it's probably not supported. So I found a different plugin to do that, and I set that up and I do a test post. Now that is publishing to the Twitterverse. That showed up on the Twitterverse. The Censorship Tube didn't show up on the Twitterverse. the new post over at the blog, at the website, did not show up on the Twitterverse. But the archive passed, so fuck. So then I'm trying to hook into the Facebook. The Facebook is going, because I got the personal page, and then I got the fucking Cynical Libertarian Society page. By the way, this is Stating the Obvious podcast from Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the internet. I am the great one himself. I am the founder in the control room. Lovely and adorable Randy, she's hanging out. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, G-O-D at CYNLIBSOC.com. And of course, the theme song is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off his 1984 album About Face. It's a song he wrote about me. So then there's the fucking feminist book. Now, on the feminist book, the plugin I was using to auto-publish was supposed to be going to the personal page, not the Cynical Libertarian Society page. But it seems to be going to the Cynical Libertarian, which I don't care. And then I get this, so then the one that auto-posts the old stuff to the Twitterverse can also do feminist book. So I'm trying to set up the feminist book. And they've got the instructions in the plugin how to set it up on the feminist book, but the things at the feminist book don't match the instructions. Probably because feminist book changes shit like every 4 fucking weeks. And it just doesn't fucking work, and I'm putting shit into the feminist book and hitting the save button. And then you reload the page, and the shit that I just put into the feminist book and hit the save button. Now I understand if you don't hit the save button, right? Yeah, hit the fucking save button. Then I go leave the page, go back to the page, the shit I put in the feminist book is gone. It didn't fucking save. I'm just like, I fucking had it, man. I'm fucking done with it. Yeah, if it's posting, fine, it's posting. I am putting very little, I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna look, is the feminist book posting on the personal or on the business page? If I'm going to try to get it to post on the business page. I'm going to put a note on the personal page. If you want to fucking follow what the fucking CLS is doing on the feminist book, go to the goddamn fucking page, business page for Cynical Libertarian Society and fucking subscribe or whatever. But I'm not. It's not like I sunk effort into this shit before. But at this point, I'm going to sink negative effort into the feminist book. The Google Minus. And even the Twitterverse. I don't know if I'm being Twitterverse censored. I don't know what's going on over there. And I honestly don't give a fuck. I can't. I just don't. Now, of course, well, then why are you bitching about it? Okay, I give a fuck about it enough to bitch about it. You're right. I signed up over on, I don't remember who I heard about this from. There's this new thing, social media. Oh God, more social, because there's always fucking new social media every week. It's called Gab. The address is Gab, GAB.AI. I signed up over there. I've got the account. I've done nothing on it. I have 3 followers or subscribers or friends or whatever they're called over there. I've gotten 3 messages from Gab saying this person is whatever it is, following, subscribed, I don't know. At some point I'll get my ass over there and check it out. I heard about this from somebody in the, you know, manospherian alt-right type person saying there is less censorship going on over here. And I think this is the one too where somebody, I don't remember who it was, they did a comparison. They posted a link to one of their post videos, whatever the fuck it was, on the feminist book, the Twitterverse, and the Gab. And the response, the traffic that came to their video or post or whatever it was from the Gab was, you know, 10 times more than the others or some obsessive thing. Because apparently, the shtick is, I think the Gab doesn't auto-filter what you see like the Twitterverse and the feminist book do. Now, of course, how long that will last, we don't know. Blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah-blah. Who gives a fuck? Randy, is it, where were we at? Fine, that's enough fucking talk about social media. Let's move on to anarcho-sissies. While I was on the feminist book. Now, actually, Oh, Randy, why did I not prep this ahead of time? Oh, because I was fucking off. What time is it? It's almost 9:30. Running out of fucking time. Cause I gotta be somewhere today. Cause I have to work for a living. Cause I'm not a parasite or a liberal. You know, one of these days, I know I say this shit all the time. I gotta do the podcast where I talk about the difference between Republicans and Democrats, liberals, conservatives, left wing, right wing. And I just thought of this because I've been listening to some Aaron Cleary videos lately. You know, and he's just like, look, you can't blah, 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 because the defining aspect of liberals is that they are lazy. And I'm just like, yes, it's so true. Defining aspect. But of course, all politicians are the same. All politics, but the actual rank and file idiot followers, there's a difference between left and right. Anyway, that's nothing to do with my time. I'm just rambling. Here we go. All right, I got my shit ready. Finally. Hey, Randy, I'm prepped. I found all my shit for the podcast. We can start now. Okay. Coffee's getting cold and disgusting. I think I'm done with coffee. I think I'm done with coffee like I'm done with feminist books. So I'm on the feminist book. Doing this bullshit. While I'm there, I look at the fucking feminist book wall, whatever the fuck it is, right? The shit that feminist book has decided I'm allowed to see, according to their algorithms. And in addition to more of this shit about how if you vote, you're not a real anarcho-capitalist, I saw some shit about how Stefan Molyneux has sold out to the alt-right. I'm thinking, guys, look, all of this, I'm better. Again, this, who said this was going to happen? The social justice warriors, the social justice warrior mentality is infecting the ANCAPosphere, right? I'm better than you because I don't vote. Listen to me, you fucking anarcho-sissy faggots. The whole non-voting thing is great, and it's the way to go, and it's the way things should be and would be in an anarcho-capitalist society. Now, because, much like a virgin toe, those of you who are anarcho-sissies have never left your mommy's basement, you don't seem to understand that we do not exist, we do not live, we are not currently inhabiting an anarcho-capitalist society. Voting is violence. Yes, it is. The 99%, the inferior people, the people who should be dead if natural selection were not being circumvented by the state, the people who are in what I call the basket of inferiors, they are going to vote. They are going to do violence directed at me to take my freedom, to take my money. I am going to vote in return. I am going to do violence against them to counteract the violence they are initiating against me. I've discovered one of the defining aspects of the anarcho-sissy, because, of course, unlike you 99% and you anarcho-sissies who don't think, I do this thing called thinking. So I've thrown this phrase out there, the anarcho-sissy. And I, of course, have to be able to define the terms that I use. And one of the things I've noticed, I'm making notes, hence the not talking. One of the things I've noticed about the anarcho-sissies, one of the defining things, is that you anarcho-sissies don't seem to understand self-defense. I think this is in part because of the social justice warrior infiltration. For those of you who are white men, you are just totally willing to bend over and allow yourselves to be killed off. I've said this before, I'm going to say it 1,000 more times in the future, but I'm going to say it right now. There's nothing in the zero aggression principle about allowing other people to exterminate you. That's not in there. Now, on one hand, I don't really have a problem with the anarcho-sissies being willing to die. Okay, more humans dying is what I want. Natural selection is what I'm going for. Okay, and whether you call yourself a right-wing statist, a left-wing statist, a statheist, a homo statist, a GLBT, KKKK statist, or an anarcho-sissy, you should all be dead. So let's follow the path a second in the quest to understand the differentiation between the anarcho-sissy and the anarcho-capitalist. Let's follow the path. An anarcho-sissy, we'll call them an-sissies, and an ancap, both walk into their home. Each of them sees three men gang raping their mother. Now, the an-sissy sees the three men gang raping his mom and recognizes, oh, that is the initiation of aggression. The ancap sees three men gang raping his mom and says, oh, that is the initiation of aggression. Okay. Are you with me so far? Does that make sense, right? Yeah. The anarcho-sissy sees the 99% voting. The anarcho-capitalist sees the 99% voting. The anarcho-sissy looks at that and says, oh, look, they are initiating violence. The anarcho-capitalist looks at the 99% voting and says, look, they are initiating violence. The anarcho-sissy, upon seeing his mother getting gang raped, however, does not initiate any violence against the rapist. He just stands there and takes it because it would be wrong to do any violence. And thus his mother gets gang raped. The anarcho-capitalist draws his sidearm, flicks off the safety, and puts a bullet in the head of each of the three rapists. Because when you use violence to defend yourself or the people you love or your property from people who have initiated aggression against you or the people you love or your property, that is called self-defense. That is called not being killed off by natural selection. When the anarcho-sissy sees other people voting for politicians who will limit his freedom, voting for measures that will take away his money and restrict his freedom, the anarcho-sissy goes, I'm not going to vote.
because voting is violence. I'm so much better than you. I'm not going to vote. So these three men, they were gang raping my mommy. But I didn't do anything about it because I'm an anarcho sissy. I'm so much better than you are. Look how superior I am. I'm so much better than you.
And this is why the anarcho sissy cannot exist. And this is the beautiful part. The anarcho sissy can only exist, just like a statist, in a statist environment. Because the anarcho sissy is not going to defend themselves, just like a statist. The statist doesn't defend themselves. That's why we need the police, right? Because the statist is outsourcing their own defense to the police and having everybody pay for it. Instead of just carrying a sidearm, instead of being aware of your surroundings, instead of learning some hand-to-hand self-defense, instead of having friends, they say, oh, I'm not going to do anything to protect myself from violence. I'm going to expect the police to do that. And I'm going to expect everybody in the community around me to pay for the police. And so I'm going to support taxes to steal money from those people to pay for the police to protect me. The anarcho-sissy is doing the exact same thing. The anarcho-sissy, in fact, is simply a statist who's too fucking stupid to know he's a statist. The anarcho-capitalist, recognizing that violence is being done against him by people who are voting, will subsequently vote in self-defense. Right here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we got some shit on the fucking ballot. We want to raise the price of cigarettes by like $2 and something. No, we're voting against this. The government doesn't need to take more people's money, especially, you know, again, let's focus in on people who smoke because they're unpopular. We, the government, or the royal we can punish those smokers and take more of their money because they're unpopular. Okay, when there's also a tax on fat people, we can talk. But until the taxes are targeted on the groups that the social justice warriors and the left-wing statists don't like, voting against that. We got the thing on the ballot here to have a tax to support arts and culture. No, you know how you support? You need to sell some fucking tickets. I say this as a person who works in the arts and culture environment. I work in theaters. No, I'm not going to vote for a law that fucking raises a tax to take money away from people and give it to theaters. If the theaters want more fucking money, then they need to put on plays that people are willing to coming fucking watch. They need to sell some fucking tickets. It's just like the banks, right? If the banks want to make money, then they need to serve the customers. This fucking bailing out the banking corporations? No! I'm not going to vote for a goddamn government bailout of the motherfucking theater community.
No, voting is violence, and I can't believe there's people on who they claim to be anarchists, and they say they're going to vote. I need my fainting couch.
You fucking anarcho-sissies. You are the biggest pieces of shit on the planet. I'm fucking tired of your shit. I'm fucking tired of your fucking whining and your inability. And just, again, just stop calling yourself anarchist. Fuck. Right. I've talked about this before. Hell, people who are now called anarcho-capitalists used to be called liberals, and they stole that word, and then there's libertarians, and the Republicans stole libertarian. And I have said, you can go back and listen to old podcasts, because it's a long story, and Michael W. Dean talked about how he doesn't like anarcho-capitalists, because it's two words people don't like. And I've always said, the reason I have come to love and embrace the phrase anarcho-capitalist as a label for my belief system is precisely because people are terrified of the word anarchy. People are terrified of the word capitalist. And so nobody is going to steal anarcho-capitalist. Well, here it is, 12-year anniversary of stating the obvious, and you're going to hear me say it. I was wrong. Social justice warriors are now stealing the word anarchist. These fucking anarcho-sissies are just social justice warriors. The fucking social justice warriors are now calling themselves anarchist. Fucking Christ on a fucking stick. Also on the feminist book, I saw some fucking anarcho sissy had posted a fucking picture of a quote, because that's what I'm gonna go on Facebook, I'm gonna post some picture quotes, because, oh my God, I'm striking a blow for freedom. I'm in my mommy's basement. This anarcho sissy posted a quote. From Helen Keller. Excuse me. And I forget the exact quote, but the gist of it was this. It was something like the highest result, the highest something of an education is tolerance. Now, if you think that when I say social justice warriors are now calling themselves anarchists, you think I'm making this up? When an anarchist is posting quotes about tolerance, that is social justice warrioring. There is nothing in the zero aggression principle about tolerance. Once again, the anarcho-sissy and the anarcho-capitalist, they walk into their house, they see the three men gang raping their mothers. The anarcho-sissy says, I'm gonna be tolerant. I'm so tolerant. You know, they're oppressed. And when they were young and their mommy beat them and their daddy probably drank. And I just need to understand that, you know, they have, well, maybe they're Muslims and it's not rape if a Muslim does it. I need to be tolerant of the fact that they're raping my mother because I'm so much better than everybody else because I'm a anarchist. Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh my God. The anarcho-capitalist does not have tolerance for people who are initiating aggression against him. The anarcho-capitalist has bullets for those people. Because the anarcho-capitalist understands natural selection. The anarcho-capitalist understands that when aggression is initiated against you, or your family, or the people you love, or your friends, or your property, you get to defend that. You don't have to be tolerant of other people voting away your freedom. You don't have to be tolerant of Muslims coming to your country and raping women. You don't have to be tolerant of those things. Tolerance is not a fucking virtue. When I see a fucking idiot on the feminist book who claims to be an anarchist posting quotes about how the result of education is tolerance, no, it's not. what is education? Now, we know what education is in the practical world, but I want to talk about this for a moment. I am currently listening to the audiobook. What the hell is it called? I got it somewhere. The Magic Ladder to Success by Napoleon Hill. Now, there are some parts of this book which are very deeply flawed, because he goes off on this whole talk about science and stuff, and those are technical terms. Anyway, I don't know exactly what year this book was written, but there are a lot of things he says in this book that have been scientifically proven, which are wrong, because science moves forward. And what's interesting too, as I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, my God, when this was written, people actually believed this shit. And then I thought to myself, this is what it's going to be like in 100 years when people go back and read stuff from today about global warming. They're going to be reading this going, holy shit, did people really believe this? Were they really that fucking dumb? This is what I keep trying to explain to you people, that science moves forward. We learn more things. And this idea that, well, our science today is absolutely, completely correct, and this article, it's been peer-reviewed, it must be true. You people are in for a rude fucking awakening. Still, listening to this book, there's a lot of brilliant stuff in here. He has a chapter on education. And these are a couple of the quotes from this. The word educate has its roots in the Latin word educo, which I'm probably mispronouncing that because I don't speak Latin, which means to develop from within, to educe, to draw out, to grow through the law of use. Education, to develop from within, which is, of course, exactly the opposite of our current education system, where you are indoctrinated from without and where you're giving large amounts of money to other people. Now, here's an even better quote. When I heard this, I was out listening to this while I was trail running, and it's those moments where I had to stop and pull out the paper and write down notes. An educated person is one who knows how to acquire everything he needs in the attainment of his main purpose in life without violating the rights of his fellow man. Sitting aside for the moment, there's no such thing as a right. Rights don't exist. That is the non-aggression principle. That is the zero aggression principle. An educated person, one could even say an anarchist, is a person who knows how to acquire everything he needs in the attainment of his main purpose in life without violating the rights of his fellow man. We could tweak it a little more. We could say that an anarchist is one who knows how to acquire everything he needs in the attainment of his main purpose in life without initiating aggression against his fellow man. That, my friends, that is a true definition. That is a powerful, reasonable, rational definition of what education is. Education is not about tolerance. Anarcho-sissies. Please go fuck yourselves. Just acknowledge, anarcho-sissies, acknowledge that you cannot exist without the state. Acknowledge that you are the ancaposphere version of the virgin toe. Acknowledge that you have not left your mother's basement. acknowledge that you're completely unwilling to defend yourself when you are attacked. Acknowledge that natural selection says you should be dead. All right, let's do some more. I got more political mailings here I need to work through. Here, what do we got here? Think our generation deserves a better future? Don't elect a failed politician from the past. The little arrow pointing at Hillary Clinton.
That's funny.
I haven't read these. This is totally cold. So I flipped it to the other side. This is obviously a pro-Donald Trump mailing. It says, this is funny. It says, she calls it experience. We call it failure. Hillary Clinton and the establishment insiders have spent their careers gaming the system against our generation. What do you mean our generation? Who's our generation? They're saddling us with crushing debt while they line their pockets with taxpayer-funded salaries. Well, that's true. Only one candidate for president will fight for the future we deserve. Oh, well, no. First of all, here's the royal we. Second of all... I don't know what future you deserve, but the future you and I deserve are not the same motherfucking future. Nobody is fighting for the future that I deserve. Thank you very much. Donald Trump. A Trump presidency means...
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. All right, hold on. I'm trying to digest this. A Trump presidency means affordable education. Donald Trump will expand education opportunities and make it affordable again. He'll reform student loans and give everybody a chance at a great education. Okay, first of all, we just talked about the fact that education is just indoctrination. Educated, that is useful. Guys, everybody doesn't need to go to fucking college. But more importantly, didn't Bernie Sanders, a 173-year-old socialist, didn't Bernie Sanders run on free educations? Donald Trump will expand education opportunities. So he's going to close down public schools and all state-funded colleges, and there's going to be a free market? He's going to make it affordable. How is he going to make it affordable? Like the Affordable Health Care Act made health care affordable? He's going to reform student loans. Again, guys, boys, girls, right? When you hear this shit, we're going to reform health. We're going to reform student loans. We're going to reform the fucking health insurance. We're going to reform the, right? We're going to reform the concentration camps. We're going to go in there and we'll move all the Jews to one side and we're going to put in some new carpet. We're going to paint the walls. We're going to hang a couple of photos. And the new concentration camps are going to be so fucking reformed. It's going to be great. No. You can't reform a concentration camp. It's still a fucking concentration camp. You can't reform student loans. You're still loaning people money for shit they don't need that they can't pay back. There's no fucking reforming going on here. It's the same thing I said about health insurance. You want to reform it? You end it. You kill health insurance. No fucking health insurance. Nobody can afford health care anymore. The hospitals will have to figure out how to lower their goddamn prices so people can afford it, or the hospitals would go out of business. And the people who work in the hospitals don't want to get jobs at McDonald's. You want to lower the price of education? You cut off all government funding to the schools. You shut down the schools and the private colleges. And then, boom, if the students can't afford to go to the fucking college, then the college goes out of business. The college, real fucking fast, will have to figure out a way to make money educating students, won't they? They'll have to fucking figure it out, because none of those people that work at a college, I worked at a college for 8 fucking years, none of those people can survive. They're just like anarcho-sissies. They cannot survive in the real world. They can only survive in a hermetically sealed statist environment where they are protected from everything. They will not. They will figure out how to fucking provide an education at an affordable price, because they're not going to go get a fucking job at McDonald's. No, Donald Trump is not going to expand education opportunities, and that's not even a good thing, even if he could do it. He's not going to make education affordable again. That's not going to happen. He's not going to reform student loans. That's not going to happen. Next thing it says here is, a Trump presidency means an economy that works for us. Donald Trump is a business leader who will kickstart the economy and create millions of new high-paying jobs. Oh, great! He's going to take much of my tax money and pay people to do nothing. Oh, fan-fucking... hold it. So far, how is this different from Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders, I'm going to give everybody free education. Bernie Sanders, our government's going to create jobs. A Trump presidency means a level playing field. It's a level playing field. How is this different from Bernie Sanders? Does anybody... But the politician I'm voting for is different. No, they're all the same. Yes, all politicians are like that. This could be these three little bullet points here. Affordable education, an economy that works for us, a level playing field. This is the platform of Donald Trump, of Hillary Clinton, of Bernie Sanders. I could write those three phrases on a piece of paper, and I would point that at a person and say, which presidential candidate is running on a platform of affordable education, an economy that works for us, and a level playing field? And the people who are voting for Hillary would say Hillary, the Bernie supporters would say Bernie, and the Trump supporters would say Trump. This means nothing. This is just completely nebulous bullshit. Donald Trump's campaign killed some shit ton of trees, printed up these flyers, mailed them out. This is what they're sending to people that they think somebody's going to read this and go, yeah, Donald Trump, he's my man, I'm going to vote for him. This is how stupid the politicians think you are, and the politicians are right. You are this stupid. A level playing field. No more corrupt insiders. No more rigged system. Donald Trump will hold the career politicians accountable. No, he won't, because he can't. There's no fucking way to hold politicians accountable. Politicians make the laws. Politicians do not make laws that hold politicians accountable for their fuck-ups. He is beholden to nobody except you. I've talked about this before. I'll talk about it again. Politicians being held accountable. There's a Doctor Who episode, the old, the original, the real, the Doctor Who that doesn't suck. It's hilarious when I look at the old Doctor Who, which was really, truly sort of geared towards children. It's better than the new one. Anyhow, there's a Doctor Who episode with Peter Davison, the fifth Doctor, called Vengeance on Varos. And in that story, on this planet, the president, whatever he's called, same thing, the president whenever he makes some sort of major decision, he has sits down in this chair and he announces his decision on TV. And all the citizens, they have a button and they can push that they agree with it or disagree with it. And depending on the ratio of agreement to disagree with it, the more people disagree with his decision, he gets an electrical shock. And the more people disagree, the more powerful the electrical shock. If you're going to have democracy, that's how it should be. Obama wants to fucking come on and say, I am going to sign the indefinite detention bill. Great. He has to sit in the chair and he signs it. And he says, I just signed the indefinite detention bill. And then we all get to push a button. And he gets a equivalent amount of electricity going through his body. That would make me like democracy. But no, no politician's ever going to vote for that. Politicians don't vote for things that hold politicians accountable. Politicians don't make laws that hold politicians accountable. Donald Trump is not going to hold any politicians accountable. These are fantasies. In the race for president, our generation, I still don't know who our generation is, talking about our generation. Our generation has a clear choice. Oh yeah, because there's so many differences between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Growth versus decline. No, decline is certain. Leadership versus failure. Failure is certain. Future versus past. Well, unless we have time travel technology, I'm pretty sure future is the only option. Make America great again. Donald Trump for president. Now, here I got some shit from Jared Polis. You may remember Jared Polis if you listen to this podcast. Jared Polis. Oh, God. Jared Polis is the... And this motherfucker, he spent a lot of money. His flyers are huge. Two-page motherfucking affairs. Jared Polis is the cocksucking piece of shit liberal Democrat. He's a local... What the fuck is he? He's a Colorado... I don't even fucking know. If he's like our congressman to the federal government. Or if he's local. Whatever the fuck Jared is. I don't give a shit. He's a fucking statist pig. Remember how I've always said that the government wants women to be raped? Jared Polis is the politician, and I talked about this extensively on a past episode. He... during an interview, said that he thinks any man on a college campus who is accused of rape should be assumed guilty of rape, and that those men should be forced to transfer to another college. Which I said, this is beautiful. This proves my points. Number one, he says that men, because they are men and because they've been accused of rape, they should be automatically assumed to be guilty. Because anytime a woman says she was raped, she should have no evidence, yada, yada, yada. Right? Men are automatically guilty of rape when accused of rape because a woman said so. No evidence needed, no trial needed, no jury, just automatically guilty. Second point is then he says that the men who are accused of rape should be sent to other colleges. Hasn't say these men who are rapists should be put in prison or kept away. No, you should take these men who are rapists and send them to other colleges where nobody there, especially the female population, knows that they are rapists. That way, they can rape more women. Because, as I've explained to you, the government, the state, the psychiatric industrial complex, the criminal justice industrial complex, the police industrial complex, the prison industrial complex, the victim industrial complex, all of those things want women to be raped. Because every time a woman is raped, the government makes money, the prisons make money, the police make money, the courts make money, the fucking psychiatric help industry makes money. All of these things make money when women are raped. That's why the state wants women to be raped. So that's who Jared Polis is. Jared Polis is a giant goddamn piece of shit. Jared Polis taking on the special interest today so we can tackle the challenges of tomorrow. From starting schools for underserved kids to keeping loan rates low, Jared Polis is there to help our students. And there's a bunch of pictures here of Jared Polis talking to little millennials. Oh my God, he cares so much. He cares about you. He's going to keep your loan rates low. How's he going to do that? Jared's big ideas deliver real results for Colorado. Jared's improving our education system. Oh, the fantasies. Jared's improving our education system with innovative solutions to encourage open source textbooks. Yeah, open source textbooks. It's called the internet. It's called the public library. Keep student loan rates low. Provide more career preparation programs. This is how you sit in a cubicle and be brain dead for 8 hours a day. And college credit in high school. And create a simple income-based student loan repayment plan. What if college wasn't so expensive they didn't need a fucking loan? Besides, you're supposed to have a student loan repayment plan. It's called a job. After you get your student loan, after you get your education, which comes after your student loan, after you get your education, you're supposed to be able to get a job that allows you to pay that back. Right? The fact that we have to create these systems for the people who can't pay back their loans, that tells us the education is not fucking working. They're not getting jobs. Jared's commitment to ending the rigged political system that only benefits those at the top. Oh, class warfare. Those evil people at the top. You know, the ones who created the cell phones that you millennials can't fucking detach yourselves with. Yes, let's punish them for giving you that one thing in your life that has meaning to you. You ain't got no friends. You ain't got no family. You ain't got no hobbies. You ain't got no future. You ain't got no life. You ain't got no job, but you got a fucking cell phone. So yes, let's punish the evil rich people who created and sold you that cell phone. Only benefits those at the top and creates a do-nothing Congress. Oh, if only Congress would do nothing. If only. He's putting power back in the hands of the people by sponsoring a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United and leading the fight to stop special interest from buying our elections. Yes, Jared Polis is going to stop the military-industrial complex.
Oh, yes!
You, sir, are a fucking moron. It's just a I've been right for 12 fucking years. Go fuck yourself. Podcasting. Most marriages don't make it 12 years. 12 years. That's one third of the amount of time it's going to take you to pay back your student loan. 12 years of being right. 12 years of stating the fucking obvious. And you people out there, you're dumber than ever before.